everybody.
Mercury's hey, everybody.
Retrograde, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
I'm dumb as a stump, too. And when you mix the two together, nothing works.
Hey, you want to hear? I mean, I'll tell you real quick. When I got back to my apartment in L.A. on Tuesday, walked in, turned on the light, put my stuff down, walked into the kitchen, smelled something weird. Half my apartment, the electricity had gone out. Not the light that I had turned on, but this plug, not that plug. This appliance, not that appliance. Refrigerator, out all weekend. No. All the food in it spoiled. Bathroom, not working, although the rickety old fan in the middle of it was working. I went to my little breaker box. I flipped. There was nothing tripped. I flipped each one off and on, and I got to number 6. I flipped it off, and the lights in the hallway went on, but only at half power, and then started flickering. And it's like, oh no, I'm going to burn this fucking thing down.
Wow.
And the next day, electrician comes, thank goodness, and had spent a lot of time having to replace some stuff. But I said, did anybody else experience this? And he was like, no, you're the only, one. So yeah. And then my friend John in Phoenix told me that he had exactly the same thing happen to him around the same time. Half of the sockets in his house went out and the other half were working. Explain that shit.
I can go out on a limb because I had something similar to that. Is the circuits that they originally built in that place and also my place weren't built for, like the kitchen circuit wasn't built to have a microwave in it.
Right. Yeah. So, certain appliances and certain voltage. Right. So it was a mix and match.
Yeah. And then when they originally put that circuit in there, it wasn't to have like a microwave and a toaster and all this stuff going on at the same time. So then they do like all these alternate circuits and it just doesn't really make sense. But if you break it down, it kind of does. Because
wait a minute. Are you telling me the apartment building that I live in that was built in 1934 wasn't prepared for a microwave? Is that what you're telling me?
It wasn't prepared for electricity.
I don't think they had toilets in there at the time. All right, Andy, hit it.
Piss out the window.
Hi, everybody. Those are the voices.
Andrew.
Those are the complaining voices of Josh Fligger and Larry Morgan. I'm Andy Chandler.
An actual cosmic event.
Sam Farmer is on assignment. It is. That was cosmic. That was good. It was. I want to bring back.
You're crotchety today.
Ooh, I've been told that. Lara says I'm just grumpy all the time. I'm
same
just
thing.
Grumpy asshole. Yep. Well, part of it is I think frustration because I've become
Josh. You're upset with Josh.
I become stupid. What? Stupid. I'm stupid.
Oh, is the cancer brain just really kicking in right now?
Yeah, the chemo brain is really... Like, I go to see my doctor yesterday for a...
I apologize for cancer brain. That is a completely different ailment. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
All right, let's start it over.
I'm talking to her, though, and I said, hey, you know, everything's going great, right? And she says, you know, all the numbers look great. Everything looks fantastic. You're really doing great at this. Keep it up. 2 more cycles. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. After all this is done, am I going to get smart again? And she said, were you smart before? No. She says,
Here's the really funny thing about that story, Andy. You told us that story 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Right before you borrowed $100 off me. So
wait,
when you
want
to get that?
I don't recall that.
You told that. I gave you $100. So whenever you want to get that back, yeah. It's no
that
problem.
Last part's completely bogus, but keep going.
So I ask her, am I going to get smart again? And she says, oh, you have the chemo brain? I said, yeah, my short-term memory is kind of bad. I have a hard time like finding words and so forth. She says, oh, yeah, that'll come back. She goes, you feel a little foggy? I said, I feel like a dumbass. she quite liked that.
Well, when you're being pumped full of medication that actually kills cells, you got to think there's probably going to be some residual effect in the old noggin,
in the noodle,
the old thinker.
Yeah.
Are you pounding a Milwaukee's Best NA right now?
I wish I was. Okay. No, I've got a Spindrift pineapple.
What's that?
It's a sparkling water that's infused
with pineapple
juice. Yeah.
Is Spindrift the one that they will deliver directly to your home?
I don't know.
I think they have a service that will, yeah.
They do? Yeah. Are you sure not thinking of Sparklets?
No, that's a different deal.
I'm going to order some and see if he'll stop and have me pick up pizza or something on the way, too. Something else. Hey, can you grab me a bottle of 2 liter of Coke on the way when you bring that?
Yeah.
No, this is, it's quite refreshing, this.
You're fancy.
But no, I went to BevMo last night on our way back from having dinner. And I'm like, can you point me to the non-alcoholic wines?
No.
The most unenjoyable place in the store to be. But I found a couple of, you know, champagne bottles of fake wine. And it's not unpleasurable.
It's called apple cider.
Yeah. Is that the only varietal that would actually... that apparently works for non-alcoholic for some reason?
What?
Because there was, did you not have like options? Like
they have
a Pinot No.
a Chardonnay?
Chardonnay, as in N-A-Y.
A Merlot.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. So that's my life. It's kissing your sister. It's not good. It's not particularly tasty. I'm missing it. But now I'm starting to wonder.
Be careful what you say, Andy, because remember we have a new sponsor this week.
We have. Yeah.
You don't want to fuck that up.
How excited are you? When are you going to get finally have a real beer, a big boy beer?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, first of all, I can't do it now while my liver's getting hazard pay right now.
It's like an old shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an under construction sign just in front of that baby.
Yeah. Keith Richards' liver looked at my liver and said, "Dude, you all right?" Yeah. It's having a hard time with all of these toxins, all the poison. I'm pumping poison, people.
Yeah. But I have to commend you, though. There has not been one week that you've bailed on this. As far as I can tell, you haven't, like, just absolutely checked out for a few days. I mean, I know it's having its effects, and I know that you've been feeling tired, and obviously it's hitting you kind of hard. But I have to say, your stamina and your will to keep things going... Don't give me that look. This is the first time anyone's ever complimented you on your stamina.
You might want to save that.
If it were me, I can tell you right now, I would be a big old pussy baby boy. Yeah. I would not be on this podcast. It would be like... kind of like 2019. I would barely be on this podcast.
You know what? I'm taking next week off. No, you just talked me into it.
Oh, damn it. Me too, right? By the way. Yeah.
We're all fathers. Let's take Father's Day off.
I'll do it by myself, people. I'll be here for you.
You'll be there. There will be no sound next week.
just me staring at a microphone.
Just know that Josh will be here talking to you and thinking about you.
Yeah. I feel certain that when this episode comes out that this weekend is Father's Day, that we're maybe correct.
Are we sure next week is Father's Day?
I'm totally not. I'm dead serious about that. Let's take next week off and then maybe come back and do a 4th of July episode and then take a month off? Take the week off after that as well. I think it's summer vacation time.
Yeah. You guys making plenty of plans to do that very thing?
To vacate for the summer? Couple?
Yeah.
We already got tickets.
Tickets?
We got tickets to fly back to East.
Two tickets to Paradise? Going back to see the
folks. Going back to PA. Nice.
For the first time in like, it's been like three or four years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's gonna be weird. I'm not gonna lie.
You're gonna go back and see John and
Milt and Nancy. Yep.
And Nancy.
No. Milt and Nancy. Man, is there a more just an American couple? Just Milt and Nancy of
Butler,
is
PA.
It Butler?
Yeah.
Butler, Pennsylvania. Yep.
I would watch that show. I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
John Milton Fligger.
I love it. The good old JMF.
Yep.
What are you guys going to be doing? Chanley's.
What
is the Chanley clan?
We're going to go camp. We're going to go camping.
Nice.
The weekend before the 4th. You know, we were looking for a time when we could get away, and I'm kind of limited because, that week you get an infusion and you'll feel like dog shit. The next weekend you're low blood cells and you shouldn't be going anywhere. So we found that nice little window there in between the 5th and 6th cycle where I could go. But I'm like, it's 4th of July weekend. You're not going to find any campsites that are available. Oh, yeah. They've been sold out for half a year. Go online. Found one.
Really? That's crazy because there was like a month ago, I was starting to be like, you know what? Let's take Owen out camping one time. This he hasn't been camping yet. And I'm like, let's find a camping spot. And I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I found one, but it was like by the dumpster.
That's the one Andy got.
Yeah. Exactly. It was just
so open. So we're going to do that in a couple weeks. And then at the end of August, we're going to go, try to go back to the Sequoias again.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you, Larry? You going anywhere?
I don't know. Sharla asked me if there was anything I wanted to do for my birthday. And I said, yeah. Is there any way you can take me out of town so I don't have to go to Andy's house for his birthday? So actually, and the first thing.
That's a gift in itself right there. They just didn't have to get you anything. Just that. That's perfect.
We're not in a place where we feel like flying anywhere at the moment. And there's no place we would think of it to fly to. But I did say I would love to go back to Oracle Park. I haven't seen a Giants game there in that beautiful stadium since my 40th ages ago. And I looked it up, and sure enough, on my birthday, the Giants play the frickin' Dodgers.
Wow.
That'd be a good one too.
And so Charla and I, when we got engaged, we stayed at the legendary St. Francis Hotel there in Union Square. So we booked a place in the St. Francis for a few nights. Got tickets to the Giants game. They had just opened up to full capacity for those games like the day I checked. It was awesome.
Wow.
And I got pretty shitty seats, but it doesn't matter. I love that park, and there's not really a bad seat in the place. And that's going to be our little jaunt. I can't wait.
Nice. And so is it going to be around your birthday?
Yep. It's going to be on my birthday. They play on my birthday. And so we're going to go up, we're going to drive up, see the game that night, and stay for a few nights and just be tourists again. It's been a long time since we've poked around. We used to live in the Bay Area.
Andy, do we contact the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, to do some type of billboard
material? No,
Larry Morgan, please stand up.
Oh, please.
I think you made a horrible mistake.
Stop.
Get you on the Jumbotron? Yeah, that sounds awesome. I couldn't be happier for you. Well, what month is your birthday? It's the chemo brain.
Hang in there, man. It'll kick in. It's all right.
Yours is just one day before mine? Is that right?
We've had this same conversation 2 weeks ago. We are 2 days apart. I'm on the 27th, and you are on the 29th.
Of which month?
Write down your hand, Andy. Get your hand out. Write down your hand.
That bit is never not going to be funny. So keep it going, buddy.
Send an email to yourself on that day that says, happy birthday, Andy.
All right.
And he's like, oh, who's this guy Andy?
Yeah,
who's,
exactly.
Who clearly doesn't know that it's Mother's Day. What's wrong with this guy?
Heavens. Well, fellas, you're going to be pretty excited to hear what I have to tell you.
Okay. Oh, you want to lay some money down on that, Josh?
I'm ready.
There is a new construction project that is afoot here at the Chanley compound.
What could you possibly build now?
Well,
Well, I know he does. Well, he does have something unfinished, and it's that those front steps. I think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm dragging that out as long as
that ain't never going to be done. Okay.
I think he's just going to leave like that, just to drive Laura crazy.
Yeah. Nothing.
It's just going to be crumbling and cracked, and people are going to trip. It's going to be one of those things that somebody comes to visit and hurts themselves tripping over it, and there's a lawsuit, and then he's finally forced to do it.
He's got seven sheds in his backyard. The front step looks like Sanford's son.
The step I did for the shed looks better than our front steps. Yeah.
So what you got going on, Andy?
Well, we have a wall. When we, moved to the place, there was a cinder block wall separating our property from the neighbor's property.
And those are generally called a fence.
Yeah. Well, this is a cinder block fence. Yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm an asshole. Nobody listening to the podcast.
You are a grumpy prick.
can see your fuck you face. You might as well just say it out loud, Andy. All right, asswipe. It's a fence. The thing that separates my home from the other person's home. Okay, Larry.
Maybe it's a moat.
If you're going to be a pedant about it, sure. Fence. Blah. Go ahead. Sorry. He's got cancer. He's got cancer. I'm sorry.
Wow. Who's the asshole?
Yeah, it's me. It's definitely me.
All right. Anywho,
so you got a fence.
Yeah. So for my taste, the neighbor's house is a little bit too close to ours.
That's right.
And there are windows on that house that look back into my backyard and to my automotive pavilion, and I just don't care for it. So I was going to my neighborhood hardware purveyor, and I saw that they had these panels that were, this lattice that were the framed panels, and they're 2 feet by 8 feet. And I'm like, oh, if I turn those on their side and top the wall with that, I think that would be attractive. Paint it black, and then get some bougainvillea to vine up into that thing eventually. But immediately, I would get some privacy relief from the neighbors by having that wall up there. And so I bought, I found in this stack of like 100 of them, I found three of them that were square. And I bring them home in my car, and I get them home, and then I'm like, oh, holy shit. How am I going to fasten these up there? And I've gone through the machinations of it. I when I build something, I dream about it. I think about it the night before. I think of how's it. Okay, so this has to happen first before that goes in there. Then I'll have enough room to do this and that. So I work it all out in my head.
It's like a beautiful mind, really.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So what started out as three $60 panels, right, that are going to, I'll just throw those up there and that'll be a great thing. I have to put in anchors for posts and all this other kind of stuff. This $180 project has now ballooned to like $500-$600 worth of anchors for this and treated wood for that. Have you gone to priced wood lately?
I was just about to say that. I have. I was in the hardware store.
Son of a bitch.
I knew it was expensive, and I'm like, oh, come on, let's go look. And I just went and looked at 2x4s, and I was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
But I think it's because there's a shortage on some stuff simply because there's so much manufacturing that got shut down. Like,
yes.
We've been trying to get new floors in this house after we moved in. We didn't do it while we were all sequestered here. But as things started to open up, we were like, can we finally get it was going to be the carpeting replaced. And we decided to go with laminate instead. And we ordered a thing. They sent us something. They were starting to install it. And Charla said, no, look at this. This is not what this doesn't match the samples that we looked at. And we had to put it off. So we ordered a different wood, a different laminate. And we're being told everything's on back order. That took like 60 days to get to us. everything we're picking, they're going, yeah, that's on back order. Yeah, that's on back order. And you might have that by the fall. It's like,
this is because they just stopped producing?
What happened was during the COVID, when the pandemic started, they cut back production because they had
Nobody's ordering anything.
No one was ordering. But what started to happen after a couple of months is everybody's stranded at home, and they're like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to do some home improvement. I'm going to build that granny house. I'm going to do that shed. I'm going to do this and that. And suddenly there's this huge demand for this wood and nobody has it.
Well, that and plus they also can't process it probably because the local laws are like, well, you can't only have so many people in this building. You know what I mean? Stuff right. like that. They can't meet what they their goals.
I'm pretty sure you don't know.
I said, yeah, you're not an asshole. No, you're pretty cool today.
It's the grump. We've had the poopy episode. This is the grumpy episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Get it out of your system because we're gonna make we're off of a week and I want a new attitude in 2 weeks, Andy. So let's just get it all out right now.
Oh shit!
You deserve it.
So, Josh, did Owen graduate? Is he?
Well, he's going to fourth grade next year. If you mean he's graduating? Yeah,
I hate that shit. I hate that they have grade graduations.
When I was in school, that when I finished sixth grade, they did like a graduation dinner, and I was like, "F you!" And my mom was like, "What's the matter? You don't want to go?" I'm like, what makes you think I want to go back to school 2 weeks after I just got done with school for the year? I'm like, I don't ever want to go back to that place again. I'm not graduating. I'm going to seventh grade next year. When I never have to go back to school, that means I've graduated. And so, yeah, I don't get the.
Yeah. When Alex had his preschool graduation, it was like, okay, I get that they're going to transition into what, kindergarten? I don't know. What is this going to happen every year or every level? I don't remember anybody caring about that when I was. I think our kindergarten had some sort of big event at the end, some sort of showcase they did or something. But I don't even think they referred to it as a graduation. It seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but
now it's every grade.
Yeah, and they even have some places they have little mortar boards and robes for them to wear, right?
What?
The tassels and shit. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I've seen that before. I've seen that
which the parents probably have to pay for. And there's a lot of pressure.
I'm sure of it.
To purchase all this crap.
I would never.
No, yeah. He got out of school. He basically sprinted off of that canvas or campus into my car. I was like, let's go. Go, 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 Dad, go.
So what are you?
That's his dad's son right there.
Yeah. I asked him what his favorite things about school were, and he said, gym class and leaving.
Yep.
Leaving school is one of his favorite.
Sounds like your boy.
Well, so let me ask you this. You still work from home, right, Josh?
Yeah.
And Cindy,
she's still working at home now, but that could change.
So what happens when your employer says, hey, it's back to work?
They're not. I'm permanently from home.
Forever?
Yeah, as long as I have this job.
That's fantastic.
I thought I told you that.
I think they've eliminated his workspace.
they literally got rid of like the floor I worked on.
They reduced the footprint to the point where everything's down to just a couple of floors.
I think they put in a room a bunch of work areas in case we need to go in. Like if my internet crashes or something like that, I can go in and work there. But they were like, okay. Go into your office and make sure you get all your shit because you're probably not going to have to come back anytime soon.
Wow. That's amazing. So, they had to find a place to put all those Ryan Seacrest posters.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to somebody and see if they can have one of those delivered, Josh, because
I literally brought up in one of the meetings that I wanted to put it in the background. So when we do the Zoom, I wanted to make everybody feel like at home when we're doing Zoom meetings. I hate that poster.
So you've been there how many years now? It's been
2 years in May.
2 years in May, just passed. May. Wow. And so I would think
Andy, May was last month.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
This is June.
But the 2 years have passed. I would think you'd be past a probationary period. And I would think that they know everything about you by this point. And yet you're still employed.
If you spend a year away, you know, there's really not much to learn about you, you know, other than, you know, he shows up for Zoom meetings with the camera off.
What is that?
Yeah. Jeffrey Toobin style?
We have meetings every Tuesday and Thursday morning, and I literally log on, I turn my mic and turn my camera off. They say a bunch of stuff for about 5 minutes, and then they go, okay, and I click leave. I don't say anything.
Well, it's good that you're saying this in a public forum.
They know I'm there. I'm listening.
All right.
There's just nothing is addressed to me, so I don't have anything to say. So I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Well, what are you going to do to keep Owen busy?
We got him into a day camp where he's going to go into it's not the whole 8 hours because I think that's just like babysitting.
Yeah.
So we're going to put him in day camp in the morning up until a little bit after lunch, then I'll go get him on my lunch break. And that way he spends his morning running around doing stuff. And then he can come back here and chill out, play video games for a little bit until I get off. And then, I don't know, we'll go swimming or ride a bike or whatever. So yeah, I already thought about it. I was like, we can't have him sit here inside this house all summer because I can't, I'm not gonna be able to play with him. Me and Cindy are both working. So
yeah,
day camp.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to keep the boy moving. Vivian's going to be doing a bunch of camp. Silas is doing a couple weeks of camp, but and he'll have play dates and all that kind of happy horse shit. But I've got to find a way to get that kid moving. You know what I really should do is build one of those hamster habit trail things for his size for a 5 foot tall child.
You should, you know what, right? That's a good idea. Right before that, I would maybe finish the front stairs. I'm totally with you. Or if you want to like build it around the stairs and then at the same time fix the stairs, that'll work too.
And I'm the asshole.
I think, Andy, what you do is you buy the materials, bring the plans, dump them in front of Silas and go, here you go. And there he's going to be busy all summer.
Have at it.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, though, we did have today. We went and had our end of school year get together with his classmates and teacher. Had a little hike. We took a hike.
Cool.
Up in Chatsworth. Yeah, it was nice getting out there. And there were hardly any other people out there on this this hike. So it was nice in that regard.
How hot was it?
It was pretty hot, man.
Yeah.
It was like 90 degrees out there. Yeah.
We're getting real summer coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be into the triple digits this week. But barely any other people up there. But the couple of people that we did come across were kind enough to be out hiking with my favorite thing, with a little boom box blasting out.
God, seriously?
I can't
What was the music, though?
It wasn't bad. It was like some...
It was like Captain and Tennille.
It was classic rock or some shit, but I just don't understand that thinking.
I don't get it.
This bucolic scenery, this communing with nature, this is really... The only thing I can think that could make this nicer is if I had some, maybe some Skrillex.
that sounds like that person falls into the same category as the person that uses speakerphone in grocery store.
Yeah.
Or in Starbucks holding it up near their face. And I just like, when have you ever wanted everyone around you to hear the conversation, both sides of the conversation you're having?
I went and took a leak in, Costco today. I went and took a leak, and there was somebody in the stall on speakerphone talking. And I'm like, "Are you're kidding me? You're taking a shit. You're dropping deuce in Costco, and you're on a speakerphone talking."
I thought you meant it. You went into a dark corner in Costco, and
I took a leak. I was working at Premier years ago. One of our old VPs. There were a bunch of us that had kind of gone in and come out, and we were about to go to lunch, and our our parody song guy, Rob Iceman Eisenberg. You know him, Andy.
Yeah.
He came out and he gave a description of what it was like. He says, this guy, name withheld, is sitting in a stall on a very like intense high level conversation with somebody. But here's what it sounds like. No, no, we can't do that. No, we're not going to be able to get the satellites done in time. No, I don't think we're going to be able to pull that off. But look, here's what we're going to do. And then Rob goes, bloink. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pull the satellite trucks in the morning of the... What are you doing? Wow. Boy, when nature calls, nature calls.
Yeah,
man,
that's
I guess.
Lyndon B. Johnson type of administrator there. That's fantastic.
Business at all costs.
Hey, it's the mandatory fecal part of the show. Got that out of the way.
You're right.
Three episodes in a row, boys.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, on that note, fellas, I'm told we have to pause for a word from our sponsor.
Andy, why don't you, how about you pick up your guitar and just play like acoustically, just a little meanderings in and out? Well, all right, everybody pull up your document.
Hold on.
We'll be quiet.
I need to pull up my doc.
Where did you send it to, Larry?
Your email.
The same one. Okay.
Same one that.
Doc attached. Oh.
Put it in nice big print.
Much obliged.
Don't read ahead. We'll read it cold.
Okay. Here. I'm going to.
It's opening up.
Close that out. Open it.
Okay, I got it. I'm reading ahead.
All right. Here, hold on. Don't you wish you guys could experience the flavor of one of America's most pedestrian beers, but without the benefit of the effects of alcohol?
I know, whenever I drink beer, I love feeling full and bloated, but I hate that annoying feeling of being buzzed.
Well, we're all in luck, fellas, because now the beer you didn't realize is actually still being made because it was so mediocre is available with an alcohol content of 0.4%. Old Milwaukee non-alcoholic near beer.
Wait, you're meaning to tell me that I can enjoy all the calories of a truly substandard brew, but with none of the pleasing effects of intoxication that can bring me to a state of numbness in order to soothe my anxious soul?
Are you saying that I can slurp down can after can of truly wretched swill brewed in the unfiltered runoff from one of the Great Lakes with low quality hops, barley, and unidentifiable grains that are generally only fed to ailing livestock?
That's right, Brohims. Old Milwaukee non-alcoholic near beer will satisfy absolutely none of the expectations that you have for a rich, full-bodied lager. Barely any taste, no impairment of the senses, and absolutely zero satisfaction.
I still get to pee a lot afterwards, though, right?
Absolutely, Josh. In fact, for some reason, you'll pee even more than you drank. Science still hasn't figured that part out yet.
Wow, I'm almost glad I got cancer.
And it says, I forgot to tell you, Andy sings his inspiring Old Milwaukee NA near beer theme song that he worked on for hours this week. Go ahead. All right, we'll skip that. We'll put that in later.
We'll do that in post.
Okay.
Cheers, fellas.
Old Milwaukee, a product of the Pabst Brewing Company, also an inferior beer. Please drink responsibly. There we go.
That's our
first unofficial sponsor.
That is classic.
That was great.
You know what? That our first sponsor, and it's the first time anyone's done any advance work on this show.
That's the most effort that's put into this show.
I'll be honest with you. I sat down and wrote that in 15 minutes before the Zoom link came. So that's
one of those. Oh shit! I gotta do this right now.
And you can't even tell. No, that's that was fantastic, Larry. Thanks for that.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Fellas.
And all accurate, by the way.
I think we've got a couple of phone calls. Would you be interested?
I have a question real quick. Are we going to, we talked last week that we were going to
have some
slam the hammer.
I got it right here. I've got the crammer.
Should we just wait a while?
Well, we had zero food court submissions via the Yafsack.
Thank you, everyone.
Artificial friends at gmail.com.
Thanks for your participation.
Well, wasn't the wasn't there one last week that we were going to talk about?
Yeah, it was about sugar and spaghetti, but spaghetti.
All right, let's skip. Let's skip. Let's pull in.
Maybe there's one on the yak line.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out and let's see if we
have food court in session.
And no sugar on spaghetti. So there, we get that out of the way.
Yeah, we got that done. did we do the crammer on that?
Yeah. Oh, want me to?
Yeah, do it. Okay, it's official.
Yeah,
I wouldn't advise it. I do have an Italian a bit of a recipe news for you here in just a minute. It blew Laura's mind. It blew her mind. But first, we'll get
Italian
to this
recipe news.
All right, new segment on the show here.
hold on to your hats for this.
This is George from Long Beach. Hey, I'm not trying to take over Sam's spot. I don't talk about golf or football because that's Sam's shtick. I don't diss Neil Young or gag and dry heat because that's Josh's shtick. I don't tell stories about strange engineers, newsmen, or DJs because that's Larry's shtick.
That's true.
I don't talk about power tools or sheds or musical instruments because that is Andy's shtick. And I don't talk about ditch digging or dump trucks because that is Mike's shtick. Mm-hmm. I talk about the Magic Castle and NASCAR because that is my shtick. But you know what has changed? I haven't gotten any assignments lately. And yet I have Amok PM hat stuck in my head. If you wanted me to call less often, then you should have made the number harder to remember. But with Amok PM hat, it is so easy to remember that I have to call every week. Until next week, this is George from Long Beach.
All right. George, I want to officially apologize for my admonishment last week. That is the greatest call you've ever left for us. You have crystallized the bare minimum efforts that we make to identify ourselves personality-wise. Crystallized it perfectly. Yeah. As far as the roles in the podcast. And
gagging is a part of my personality.
Yeah. It's the fiber. The fiber
defines you. It represents one of the things that I do best in life. Mm-hmm.
If you do have a phone call that you feel like you need to make to this podcast, that number, thank you to George for reminding me, is 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428 or Amok PM hat if you want to do that. But thank you very much for making that phone call. Larry, was there anyone that left us an email of any sort in the Yapsack?
We do have a couple of missives here. One from Kimberly, who emailed us with the subject line, water. Hi, guys. You make me laugh so much. Look forward to Thursday podcast. Thank you, Kimberly. But cancer brain I don't have, but old age hit hard. Was watering the backyard and was rolling up the hose. I thought the end in the pool and got distracted and went inside the house. Next morning, pool was overflowed. No. She says I just got my $95 bill, which doesn't sound that bad to me, considering.
But when it's like 0.1 cent a gallon.
Yeah. Thanks for all the laughs. Signed, Kim. Also got an email from Tim Downing. Subject line, hi, Yaffers. Hi, all. You may remember last week Andy talked about how his personal accountant suggested that in this unusual tax year that he and Laura file jointly as married jointly, correctly?
Married filing separately.
Filing separately. I'm sorry. That's right. Tim writes, hi, all. My paying career as a CPA allows my non-paying career as a firefighter / EMT. I wanted to follow up with you all regarding Andy's question and his tax filing status. The affair that you posited, while it comes with certain fringe benefits, not deductible. The apartment you have to rent after getting kicked out of the house, non-deductible. Neither is your attorney. Sadly, the one thing that you could deduct, alimony, is no longer deductible for new divorces. Didn't know that. So chat with your tax guy for details. Might want to review your prenups and chat with your attorney before you partake in those benefits as well. Cheers, Tim. So I think we all learned a little something there, Tim. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, the email address, if you would drop us a line or any free professional advice, which we will take, is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com.
Wait, they want our free professional advice, or they're going to give us free professional advice?
No, I think we should try and squeeze as much as we can out of these listeners.
Yeah,
if they've
for sure
got, you know, a profession that they can pass along information and not bill us for it, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm hip. I keep thinking about wanting to get involved in, like, cryptocurrency.
Seriously?
Okay.
Just dabble in it a little bit. And I keep thinking about that, what Steve Martin said, the book he wrote on one of his comedy albums. I just wrote a book called How to Turn $1 Million in Real Estate into $10,000 Cash. no acumen for that. Yeah, so by all means, professional advice, ways to stay out of debtor's prison, send those along.
Should we dare try and send George off into the world of cryptocurrency to explain us to it?
No.
Explain it to us next week?
I understand it. I don't like it.
You understand it, Josh.
Yeah, okay. I kind of understand it. Yeah, I have a feeling that it's eventually going to be made illegal, hopefully.
I don't
Because
think.
It's, well, you know.
There's some, once some country just made it an acceptable form of currency as a national, you know, a national concern.
Right. Yeah.
Untraceable cash. That's a really good idea to have for, you know, underground criminals. Here's untraceable. It's untraceable money.
No, it isn't. It's blockchain. That's traceable. I'm not saying you can't do some money laundering using cryptocurrency, but
it's no more or less traceable than what people do with the current currency. I mean, it's all electronically calculated right now. How many people are walking around with all their finances in, you know, gold buried in their backyard? It's all a house of cards that's going to fall apart as soon as you know the big digital attack comes. So we're all
when the electromagnetic attack pulse comes to take everything.
The big
apart.
Digital attack is what my wife calls me when I come to bed.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Cindy.
Wow.
Oh, God. Here comes the big digital attack.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
let your fingers do the walking. That's
somebody's got
finger guns. Pew, 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 pew.
I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm like, so glad she doesn't listen to this show anymore.
That implies she tried for a little while.
Well,
she just got disgusted.
When she put it on when she commuted, but now she doesn't commute. She's like, I don't want to listen to you.
she's already got you yammering exactly. in her ear all the time.
Fair enough. I got to tell you about the recipe.
Anything? Do you got anything? Andy, you got anything in the Italian recipe news going on this week? I meant to ask. I'm sorry.
Damn it. I wish I had like a little intro here. And now it's a time for Andy Chandler's Italian recipe news. Take it away, Andy Chandler. I'm sure that had to offend somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Why did they change up the ingredient packages in the Kraft dinner that you make for the kids? Yeah. What's cool? What are you talking about? Are you okay?
Lara, we order pizza from Baroni's.
Baroni's.
Yeah, Baroni's, best pizza in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's really and, good. That's so, in the Valley. Is that Studio City?
It's Valley Glen.
Valley Glen.
Right. Yeah, it's Oxnard and Woodman.
All right.
Anywho, she goes to pick it up, and she comes out. We've always been, you know, talking about what is it that makes this pizza so good? Is it the sweet sauce? Is the sugar in the sauce?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Here we go. They put sugar on top of the pizza?
What is it? What's going on? And she's waiting for the pizza, and she says something about, you know, we just, you know, love this pizza and so on. And the guy says, well, you know what makes ours different? And she's all ears. And she comes home, she comes in the door, and you know that emoji where it's the orange face and the head is like a mushroom cloud, your head, mind blown? Yeah. That's what she was. Her eyes were wide, and she's like, I just found out the secret to Baroni's pizza. And I'm like, what is it?
Are you going to drop this secret on this podcast right
this,
now?
This guy said it. He's
making it public, apparently. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Was it Baroni? You talked to Baroni? Or was it just some guy? Because that guy might not be allowed to say it. Well, whatever. You got the news.
I think the original Baroni's dead. Hey, it sounds to me like you don't want to know the news.
No, I'm dying for this Italian recipe news bomb. Let's go.
He says, you know what makes ours different? And Laura perks up and says, no, what? And he says, we don't use mozzarella. We use Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack. Wow.
Monterey Jack. The secret is in the Monterey Jack, people.
Interesting.
Huh?
Yeah, because mozzarella is a pretty subtle flavored cheese.
I feel like this is fake Italian recipe news. I don't know if I believe this right now. Monterey Jack, that sounds like something that Newsmax came up with. Did she get this from One America News or whatever that is?
Well, it was just said out loud, so I believe it, Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that it's true, but I'm telling you, the next time we make our own pizzas at home,
I was gonna say you have to try that.
It's gonna be some there's gonna be some Monterey Jack up in this bitch.
Oh, you know what you should do is do like half mozzarella and do half Monterey Jack.
Do a little taste test.
Chandler taste test. Yeah.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Maybe we can save that for the Yaffer picnic that we're going to do sometime in 2030.
Boy, we've got quite an eclectic smorgasbord coming up here. We got the cocktail weenies. We got.
Did you finish your luncheon loaf yet?
I haven't had my luncheon loaf yet. I got to have it.
Maybe save that for the big reunion special. Yeah,
put that on the pizza.
I mean, it'll still be good, right?
It's going to be good well into the next century, Andy. Exactly. I think you're going to be fine.
I got to make an omelet with that stuff. I'm telling you. Fry up a little bit of spam that'll...
It's not spam. It's luncheon loaf.
Luncheon loaf.
Hey, all I can say is Father's Day brunch, buddy.
Yeah, there
Father's
you go.
Day brunch.
Dice it up.
Mind-blown emoji.
All right, folks, we'll stay tuned. We're taking next week off, but the week after that, we're going to have the follow-up to the very popular new segment, Italian Recipe News.
Hopefully, hey, you'll be in a little better, have a little better attitude that week, too. So we'll see.
Before we go fuck yourself. Before we sign off, any big Father's Day news? Any plans? What's going on there?
Oh, I think it's even going to be less exciting than Mother's Day was for us, which I seem to remember all of us kind of going, yeah, we just, you know, made food. I have asked for everyone to leave me alone
not talk to me or look at me in the eye for the whole day.
maybe make me a little Alex, being the son to me, his father. He likes to make breakfast. He's a good breakfast maker, so we might have a little brunchy something that's instigated by the boy. He'll be back from New York, so that'll be a nice little celebration.
Nice.
Yeah. So and then just let me sit on the couch, going to watch some old movies, and I do plan on putting my feet up and not actually doing anything.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's
which is something I never do on the weekend.
That's what anymore. I said I wanted too. I'm like, I'd be happy just laying on the couch all day. Be honest with you. Laura's like, does that mean you don't want us to be around? Do you want us to keep moving? I'm like, God damn it, no. I want to do what you guys do, but I want to be.
Just shake your head yes and say no.
I want to be a sloth, and I don't want anybody to give me shit about it.
And you not feel guilty about it.
Right.
And not let the weight of those crumbling dangerous steps on the front of the house weigh you down. Don't let that you know, you're not even going to remember those are there anyway. So it's no big deal.
I would just say weld the front door shut. Just, you know, weld it shut and start using the back door, just like the Dukes did to the General Lee. Just weld it shut.
Slide in the window.
Yeah, exactly. Duke style. Just come running up use the front. Well, then you have to use the steps to jump off. So yeah. No, just weld it shut.
Oh, I'll build a really nice ramp. I'm just not going to build the steps.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Build like
now,
this
a ramp
amazing...
you can do. Yeah. Yes.
Now, what I'll do is I'll get one of those, you know, like for the pummel horse. Remember the springboard that you jump off? Yes. I'm going to put one of those outside and a mattress right inside in the dining room. So you jump through the window and do a tuck and roll, and that's how you get inside the house.
Oh, you get, and then you do like the arms raised when you come, like when you land, like you know, waiting for a score.
Stick the landing. Yeah. What about you, Josh?
We're going to go up to Palm Springs for a day. We're going to, I was like, let's just get out of the, let's get out of here, go somewhere and, with a pool, go walk around for a little bit, go swimming, go get a nice dinner and just hang out somewhere away from this place.
Okay. Someplace hotter than where you live now.
Like, it's way too cold here.
Wait, where can we go that's 112 instead of 104? That'd be good.
I'm interested to find out where you end up if you think that Palm Springs is up from the San Fernando Valley. We're gonna go up to Palm Springs. No,
that's a Western Pennsylvania thing. Everything's up.
If you're driving somewhere, everything's up. Yeah.
All right. Going up here, going up there.
Well, up yours.
Wearing the people that you know.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
And you, Larry?
Thanks for the follows. This has actually helped grow my account to even five more people.
Nice.
Instagram, the Larry Morgan is where you can find me.
All right. I'm on Instagram as well as Andy Chanley, all one word, and DJ Andy Chanley on the Facebook and Andy_Chanley on the Twitter. Enjoy your week off. Happy Father's Day to you twos.
You too.
And to all the fathers out there as well. And for anybody who enjoys the podcast, if you wouldn't mind rating and subscribing, preferably something nice would be great. And we are available on virtually every podcast platform you can think of. So if you want to subscribe and make sure you check us out almost every Thursday these days, practically, sort of.
If you order a Yaff mug right now, it won't be here for Father's Day, but you can like take a picture of it and put it in somebody's card and be like, hey, you got a Yaff mug.
Yeah, at the Yaff Crap store. It's yaffcrap.com if you're interested in that. Laura just sent me a message, text message.
All proceeds will go to Andy's Front Steps, by the way.
Oh, nice.
The Yaff Crap store is a real lost leader, let me tell you.
I don't know. Maybe we can start a GoFundMe for the Silas Habit Trail project.
Which has made us more money so far, the NA beer commercial or the Yaff Crap store?
It's pretty even, I would guess.
Laura just sent me a text that says, nobody wants a podcast that's more than an hour. Come get in the pool with us.
Wow. She was sitting there waiting to send as soon as it hit 4 o'clock, wasn't she? It's like 3:59 and she's got that ready to go.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friends in this podcast.
I forgot the words again.
See you in a couple weeks, everybody.
All right. Have a good Father's Day. Bye.
Better attitude next time, Andy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Asshole.